All of the foliage in the game animates in response to player touch and environmental wind conditions. The foliage animation is entirely procedural and is computed on the graphics processor using vertex shader deformation. A voxel field that travels with the player's body is used to track the location of the player's hands in space. The hands effectively draw motion trails into this voxel field, which can be sampled by the foliage's vertex shader and used to drive deformations, allowing the player to bat the foliage around with their hands. The foliage also interacts with wind, allowing us to give ambient motion to the plants. In order to accommodate a range of environmental design, we tuned the wind deformations at different speeds, from slight drafts to hurricane force winds. It turned out, though, that the ambient wind was never required to be more than a moderate breeze, and for most of development, the hurricane effect was unused. This particular zoo habitat was added late in development and required a critical extension to the procedural foliage animation system. Prior to adding this habitat, the foliage didn't need to deform in response to enemy animation or grenade explosions, but of course, this area is all about throwing grenades at zombies. To address this, we added a low-resolution voxel field that could be sampled by the foliage shader to apply additional deformations. This low-resolution voxel field, which is about 1 cubic foot per voxel, is fixed in space and spans the entire habitat. For comparison, the voxel field that travels with the player is about 2 cubic inches per voxel. Enemies and grenades within the space can write motion trails and impacts into the low-resolution voxel field, which are ultimately interpreted by the foliage shader as wind forces. This is when preparation met opportunity. When grenades explode, they are creating localized hurricane force winds.